96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When you hear government contracts, you often think about multi-billion dollar contracts for airplanes or battleships, stuff like that. But there are all kinds of contracts for all levels of government, big and small, and it could be a great business opportunity for you if you know how to get your foot in the door. Now, we're talking about that tonight, and my guests are LaShonda Bracey. She is the author of the book, Your A to Z Guide to Government Contracting, and Tracy Robinson, who is a business contractor looking to step up into government contracts. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment about government contracts. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Tracy and LaShonda, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Harold.
Okay, let's start off, LaShonda, with you. You wrote this book about government contracting. Just give me kind of a foundational piece on how you do it, because this is rare air for a lot of people who are not familiar with the process. You don't just go to a downtown office and say, I want to work for you.
So one of the things you want to make sure that you do is make sure that you're registered properly.
And what does that mean?
That means going and getting your DUNS number. That means going in and registering in ORCA and SAM. And so many small businesses don't think about even putting themselves in the box as a government contractor.
Okay, but hold on. DUNS, ORCA, SAM. All right. ORCA, I know that was a movie about a mammal. DUNS, I don't even know what you're talking
DUNS
about.
DUNS is just a number. So all you do is go into the GSA's website, which is General Service Administration's website, and you register. And the steps are actually there. A lot of small businesses just don't even think about or realize that they can service the government.
Anything okay, now, when you say GSA, now you're talking about the federal government.
Yes.
But aren't there contracts available for state level, city levels? Is that, do you have to go into each branch or each level of a government in order to be a contractor?
No. For instance, for the state of Virginia, if you go into their EVA system, it's EVA. It's
You want to start all over?
For.
Yeah, see, that's what I said. This is a complicated process. Assume for just one moment that I know nothing about this process.
Right.
Eva, I know, again, that's a woman's name. Help me out with this here.
If you go to any of your state websites, there is a spot for vendors and suppliers. If you click on that link, vendor, suppliers, and procurement. If you click on that link for every state in the United States, the steps that you need to follow to be a vendor for that state are on that page.
Okay.
It's a requirement.
All right. And so do you have to have some kind of specific skill or some kind of specific expertise in order to be a government contractor?
For federal government, you want to, again, make sure that your skill set kind of stands out. But anything that's sold in business and industry has the capability of being sold to the federal government.
So what if I have a janitorial service?
Then you would go in and you would register your company. You would start looking for bids. You would do some research. And you would bid on some janitorial positions or opportunities.
Interesting. Okay, so Tracy, you're a business contractor, but you're looking to move into government contracting. Explain to me how the business process works. Is that kind of a stepping stone to government contracting, or do you believe that you can start with government and move between business and government?
I definitely think if you can tackle the government part, you probably can tackle any part. So what I've done so far in working with LaShonda, I've used the information and the know-how that she has to get in government contracts, and I've applied that in how I've gotten my business contracts, whether it's negotiating rates or knowing how to put out a request or show the types of skills and offerings that you have. Again, she had a one-pager that she had for a particular business she had. I modeled my offering just like that right after hers and was able to go, and when I would see companies or small businesses that were looking for accounting services, I did exactly what she said. And it's the same steps that she's using. Again, there are more steps with the government as far as registering and things like that, but the same principles applied. And that's how I was able to get some small business contracts.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about government contracting, how to get your foot in the door. Let me go to Malcolm, calling from Capitol Hill. Malcolm, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Harold.
Yeah.
We knew in the District of Columbia there's a law on the books that 50% of expendable budgets should go to local, small, and disadvantaged businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The District of Columbia has a $2.17 billion budget, and we have a new mayor, and the challenge is, will she honor the commitment to utilize local, small, and disadvantaged business enterprises?
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with E. Faye Williams of the National Congress of Black Women. And this weekend at their brunch, they will announce the CBE Coalition.
Where is this brunch? Is this part of the Congressional Black Caucus event this week?
Congressional Black Caucus weekend. Ethan
okay.
Williams is the CEO and founder, executive director of the Congress of National Black Women. And this is a women's empowerment and contracting initiative that they are launching.
Okay, well, real quick, Malcolm. Because I want to stay focused. I don't want to get too far down in the weeds. Is this event mentioned on the CBC website?
No, it isn't.
You where is it mentioned? Real quick, tell me where it's mentioned.
NationalCongressOfBW.org.
Again?
NationalCongressBW.org. There's $1 billion in contracts in the District of Columbia, and black women should be going after them.
One more time. National Congress...
BW.org, NationalCongressBW.org.
Malcolm, thank you so much. I appreciate the information. Okay, so here's my question for you, LaShonda. Do you have to have a certain kind of certification, whether you're going for a city contract, a state contract, or a federal government contract? What do you need to make sure that you have all of your ducks in a row so that when you walk in a door, when you go to find a contract, what do you have to have?
So if you're looking for larger contracts, you want to make sure you're registered properly.
What's a larger contract?
Anything over $250,000.
Okay.
A much larger contract. If you're a small cleaning company and you walk into, say, the State Department tomorrow and say, hey, I'm interested in your next cleaning contract, you can actually start that process and you can do a blanket purchase agreement.
Now, what does that mean?
That means that you don't have to be physically registered with GSA or have a DUNS number just yet, but it's a great way to get started.
So how do you find out where these opportunities are?
So every federal agency is required to actually have small business and small disadvantaged businesses workshops. So they post them on FBO.gov, which is the federal FedBizOps, and they're listed. So once those events are posted, what you need to do is register for the event and mm-hmm. actually show up for the event.
And what is FBO?
Federal Business Opportunities.
Okay, because there are a lot of acronyms here. And for people such as Tracy, who is moving from business to the federal government, I mean, alphabet soup. We're not talking about CIA. We're not talking about FBI. But when you start talking about FBO and EVA and DUNS, we need to make sure that we're getting this information out clearly.
Right.
So go ahead quickly. So when you go to FBO.gov, what do you see?
You will see a list of opportunities. I mean, just every opportunity that's available. most federal agencies are actually listing those opportunities on FBO.gov. There are about 2,000 to 4,000 new opportunities available every single day. In order to search properly, you need to have a NAICS code, which is a NAICS code, and it's a unique identifier based on your business and industry.
Let me hold on. I need to go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Yalo, calling from Southeast D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I'm an intellectual property attorney, and I'm always looking to expand my business. My first question for Ms. Bracey is, she's talking about small businesses. What's the threshold number of employees to be considered a small business in the context in which she's speaking? And I guess my second question would be, are there opportunities to help government entities, and I know they do this, protect their intellectual property rights, whether it's copyright, trademark, or patent? Does she know the answer to that question?
For the second part of your question, I would definitely reach out to USPTO, which is the Patent and Trademark Office.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out that type of information and what they have for contracting opportunities there. And can you repeat the first part of your question again?
Well, before you go on to the first part.
No, go ahead and ask the first question, Yalo. I've got to move through. Go ahead.
Well, the second question wasn't answered, but the first question was, what was the small business threshold for number of employees?
Now, those thresholds are going to depend on that NAICS code. So, for instance, for one of my NAICS codes for my business, the threshold, which I'm still considered a small business, is anything under $51 million.
All right. Yalo, thank you so much. I appreciate it. One question for Tracy, because when we're talking about government, obviously the information is there. You just have to know where to look. But when you're talking about private businesses, and answer quickly because I've got to go to another break before we continue with this conversation. How do you know that businesses are looking for contractors?
Most of the time it's me going out looking at different sites, job sites where people are looking, again, because it's cheaper to not have to pay insurance and health insurance. So a lot of people are looking for contractors as opposed to an employee. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of times it's me going out in search of and different job sites, different accounting-based websites to find businesses that are looking for my type of work.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about contracting, small and large. Phone number still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. Conversation comes back in 15 seconds.